Weekend.
Well, welcome back. I'm Leslie Gold with my partner Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend. So it's a new year, and maybe you had a great year last year, or maybe you're like most people who just limped through the finish line and got by. And I'm talking about money. Money, 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 money is so important. Having money doesn't necessarily make you happy, but I'm pretty sure we all would agree that not having it definitely makes you unhappy. And I saw an article on U.S. News and World Report on their website, an article by Kimberly Palmer called 50 Ways to Improve Finances for 2015. And Kim is the senior editor for Money and Personal Finance at U.S. News, and she's on the line with us now. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what I loved about your list is they're very straightforward. And while all 50 may not be for everyone, even just employing one or two of these tips could really materially change your financial situation for 2015. So you start with talking about a spending plan, and I thought, oh, yeah, we plan and God laughs. But tell me what you mean by that.
Yeah, well, really, the overarching theme here and the most important step for anyone to take, especially in the new year, is even before you develop your spending plan, just think about what your financial goals are, because all of these other steps really grow out of that. So just thinking about where you want to be at the end of this year, if you want to have bulked up your savings, if you want to take a sabbatical from work and travel, I mean, whatever your big financial goals are, all of the other action steps really grow out of that. So number one with the spending plan is basically tailoring your spending so it reflects what those goals are. And for most people, it's easiest to cut back on some of our more flexible expenses, like eating out, eating food outside of the home at restaurants, for example. That's a really good target to cut back on. So thinking about where maybe you can cut back so you can direct more money into savings and then get closer to your goals.
You know, I saw an article in a New York paper today that one woman spends $11,000 a year on takeout. And she only figured it out because she borrowed her credit card, or she borrowed her dad's credit card for a minute, and a minute meaning a month. And at the end of the month, she had blown almost $1,000 on takeout. It was stunning to her how much money she's blowing. We probably don't even realize where we spend our money.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, you hear something like that, a figure like that, and it's really shocking. But I think the fact is that if a lot of us really dug into our spending for the month, we would be surprised by how much money is going to these relatively small costs that really add up. So whether it's taking taxi rides or eating out, getting takeout, personal care, like going to the hair salon, I mean, all of these expenses add up to so much. And so that's why really leveraging some of the new online tools that let us track our money. I mean, most banks now, if you can log in online, you can also get a pie chart of where your spending is going. Mint.com also offers that for free. So really just tracking your money and seeing where it's going can be a really good wake-up call.
Yeah, definitely eye-opening. Now, also in your article, 50 Ways to Improve Finances for 2015, you say resist the retailer's tricks, which is hard, right? So let's say you're on a discount site and that dress you've been looking at, it was already discounted. And now, of course, today only, it's another 20% off. So when you do the math, it's like, wow, I can get a $250 dress for $68. Who cares if I don't really need it?
Exactly. And that's really the retailer's goal, is to make you feel frantic, to make you feel pressure, like you have to decide right now. So it's really a red flag if you start feeling that way, feeling like the item is going to disappear or go up in price if you don't buy right now. That's a red flag that maybe you're being pressured into making a spending decision that isn't really the right one for you. And so stepping away and giving yourself 24 hours to really think over, especially any big purchases, letting it just sit in your online cart for a day while you think it over can be helpful in really scaling back those sort of splurges and last minute purchases that really are not part of your spending plan.
Sometimes with the technology also, if you leave something in your online cart and then you go back a day later and delete it, they'll send you another discount to entice you to come back.
Yes, and not just that, but you will start to see advertisements for that item on every other website you visit because of how advanced advertising is and how targeted it is now. And so I think that is, I mean, it's a big problem. I was looking at boots on Zappos, and then when I log into Facebook, I see those same boots, you know, interspersed in my newsfeed. So it's really amazing how sophisticated advertising is, and it just means that we as consumers and shoppers need to be that much more resistant to it and aware of how they're kind of messing with our minds, you know, employing psychological tricks to get us to buy.
Totally manipulating us. I agree. Now, one of the things I loved, you had earn extra money for the year. And I know that sounds easier said than done, but today, actually, it is easier than it's been in the past, right?
It really is. And this is one of my favorite tips because I think it's so empowering and so important given our economy, how little job security so many of us have now. You can really log into one of these e-commerce sites this weekend. I mean, you can do it in a matter of a couple hours. A site like Etsy or Fiverr or Elance or Freelancer, these sites have really sprung up all over to make it easy for people to do. You can set up an account, figure out what you have to offer the world, whether it's a product or a service. I mean, if you're into arts and crafts, you might be able to make something to sell on Etsy, for example. But there's so many options, and really just checking out these websites to see how other people are making money. I saw one person making a good salary writing other people's wedding speeches on Elance.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, there's all sorts of quirky things out there, ways you can make money. And I think doing so can be so empowering because then you're really supplementing your monthly budget.
You know, I just did an interview with a woman, actually two women, who founded a website that allows women to rent out the clothes in their closet that they're not wearing for a fee. It's like a borrow and lender thing, only there's a fee involved. And you turn your closet into a profit center. And at the end of the day, you get your item back. It's not like you've sold it to consignment store and you lose it forever. You've just loaned it out. You got, you know, 50 or 100 bucks for the trouble. And then you get the item back. And most of us only wear about 10% of the items that are in our closet anyway at any one time.
Yeah.
So that's an easy way.
Idea.
Yeah. So there's the point being, jumping on your point, Kim, is there's a lot of new ways to earn extra money.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah. Now, credit, you talk about credit history, and taking care of your credit history, I always preach this, is one of the most important things you can do. People, especially young people, don't always realize that it can ultimately determine how much house you can buy or which house you can buy, how much you pay for it over time, whether you're allowed to buy or lease a second car. I mean, your credit history and your credit rating can have a huge impact on your life.
Yes, it absolutely can. And this is also an area where we've seen some new technology that, again, makes it even easier for us as consumers. So there's all these websites like, again, like Mint.com, CreditCard.com, NerdWallet, Credit Karma. They actually make it so easy now to download not just your credit history, but actually your credit score. So everyone is entitled to getting their free credit report once a year through AnnualCreditReport.com, which is required by law. But now there's all these other sites that are offering even more details. You will get some advertising back that you can unsign up for if you don't want it. But it's really easy now to track your credit history, your credit score, see if there's any errors on those reports so you can fix them and improve your score. And of course, the most important thing is if you're working towards improving your credit score, you just want to make sure you're always paying your monthly payments on time, you're not carrying a large debt load, and that will help, like you said, get better rates for a mortgage, for an auto loan, for whatever it is that you need to borrow money for.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. Now, I only have maybe about a minute left with you, but you talk about in your list of 50 ways to improve your finances. By the way, we're only touching on a few of the 50, so go to usnewsandworldreport.com or US, is it usnews.com?
usnews.com will take you there, yeah.
Okay, yeah, and look for this article by Kim Palmer. But one of the areas that you touch on is investing. And I know when people hear investing, they go, oh, you know, that's for my mom or my dad, mm-hmm. or that's for the rich. But I just recently saw something stunning that $1,000 worth of Apple stock 10 years ago would be worth something like $500,000 today. I mean, mm-hmm. if you know, you can, and even if you're not picking and choosing the exact right stock, there really are ways to put small amounts of money aside and have it turn into larger amounts of money.
That's right. And that's really the key. And then first of all, you're right. Investing is for all of us. And I think thinking that it's just for someone else, our parents, I mean, that's partly what keeps us from growing our wealth. And so we have to embrace some level of risk, invest some of our long-term savings, like for retirement in the stock market. And the key, as you said, is to make small contributions over time. You know, best way, of course, is automating it if you have access to something like a 401k, but slow and steady growth, so you're putting in money each month. That is a way to grow your retirement savings and make sure you're growing your wealth over time.
Fantastic advice here. Everybody go to usnews.com. Look for the article, 50 Ways to Improve Your Finances for 2015. As I said, we have just scratched the surface here. But it's great, and it's really eye-level advice, and that's what I loved about it. Kim Palmer, Senior Editor for Money and Personal Finance at US News. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Leslie.
We'll be right back. I'm Leslie Gold on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever noticed that mothers of boys treat their kids differently than mothers of girls? Well, they do. It's a subtle prejudice, and here's the developmental science of it. Social psychologists suggest that you visit any playground, and you'll notice that mothers of daughters express more worry about their little girls' playtime behavior. They repeatedly warn them to be careful and tell them to stop their behaviors far more often than mothers of boys. In contrast, mothers of boys typically encourage their little boys to swing higher and offer encouragement for their athletic prowess. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's the old sugar and spice versus snails and puppy dog tails mentality. So if you treat your kids differently, stop it. Caution and encouragement are appropriate for both genders. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you. Green technology is hitting entertainment. DirecTV has taken a huge step and is now powering their satellites purely from the sun's energy, avoiding alternate fuel and energy sources that aren't fully sustainable. Raza Kazmi leads this progressive move from LA.
Basically, the satellites themselves are powered by the sun. They're not powered by electricity in terms of combustion or coal or, you know, a tired old obsolete, you know, plants and all that. So it's obviously much easier and much cheaper. And then as I was saying before, you know, all of our satellites are solar powered, which is another big step in the right direction toward utilizing alternative forms of energy. So overall, I think DirecTV is definitely taking some really proactive, conscientious steps in the right direction to helping support the green movement.
Nice treat when big media shows up for the humans. See their example at thinkgreenradio.com. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.